Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. And Kim, do you have something picked out to share with our listeners today?
I do. It's called Old Age, I've Decided is a Gift.
Well, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and the Cherry County area. Lots of wide open spaces. The Bull Bash coming up February 14th. And don't forget a lot of activities throughout the summer months, a trip down the Niobrara River and International Dark Skies area at Merritt Reservoir. Find out more at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk about that incredible place, North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Make sure you get that on your trek, on your bucket list, on that vacation plan. They're in Medora, North Dakota, and they say Happy New Year. May the coming year be bright with opportunity, strength, and timeless values of our Western heritage.
So a jumper cable walks into a bar. The bartender says, "I'll serve you, but don't start anything." All right, what do you have today?
Okay, well, I have exactly what I told you I have. Old age, I decided, is a gift. I am now probably for the first time in my life the person I've always wanted to be. Oh, not my body. I sometimes despair over my body, the wrinkles, the baggy eyes, and the saggy butt. And often I am taken aback by that old person that lives in my mirror, who, by the way, looks like my mother. But I don't agonize over those things for too long. I would never trade my amazing friends, my wonderful life, my loving family for less gray hair or a flatter belly. As I've aged, I've become more kind to myself and less critical of myself. I've become my own friend. I don't chid myself for eating that extra cookie or for not making my bed or for buying that silly cement gecko that I didn't need, but look so avant-garde on my patio. I'm entitled to a treat, to be messy, to be extravagant. I have seen too many dear friends leave this world too soon before they understood the great freedom that comes with aging. Whose business is it if I choose to read or play on the computer until 4 a.m. and sleep until noon? I will dance with myself to those wonderful tunes of the 60s and the 70s. And if I, at the same time, wish to weep over a lost love, I can. I will walk the beach in a swimsuit that is stretched over a bulging body and will dive into the waves with abandon as I choose to, despite the pitiful glances from the jet set. They, too, will get old. I know I am sometimes forgetful, but then again, some of life is just, well, forgotten. And I eventually remember the important things. Sure, over the years, my heart has been broken. How can your heart not break when you lose a loved one, or when a child suffers, or even when somebody's beloved pet gets hit by a car? But broken hearts are what gives us strength and understanding and compassion. A heart never broken is pristine and sterile, and will never know the joy of being imperfect. I am so blessed to have lived long enough to have my hair turn gray and to have my youthful laughs be forever etched into deep grooves on my face. So many have never laughed, and so many have died before their hair could turn silver. As you get older, it is easier to be positive. You care less about what other people think. I didn't question myself anymore. I've even earned the right to be wrong. So, to answer your question, I like being old. It has set me free. I like the person I have become. I'm not going to live forever, but while I am still here, I will not waste time lamenting what could have been or worrying about what will be. And I shall eat dessert every single day, if I feel like it.
There you go. Some good advice for us as we all age. Hey, just a reminder, of course, coming up this Friday, January 30th through February 7th, it's the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo in Rapid City. They've got youth livestock shows, horse and stallion shows. Those start at 1 o'clock the 30th and 31st. And the Tanner Ootsray and Kenny Fielder concert, February 6th. Get your tickets now. Old 60 with Rob Langdon on February 7th at 8 o'clock. And don't forget, 400 booths in the trade show at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up in Rapid City.
You know, it's time to immerse yourself in the world of ranching. Do it with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, please, by all means, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.